Jess Williams, editor of The Bulletin here to give you a preview as to what's in this week's issue.
And on the cover of this Friday's edition is Austin No Doubt Trout. He was victorious in his televised bout up in Ruidoso last week. We're happy to have him on the cover representing Las Cruces. On page 6 of this week's bulletin, our publisher Richard Coltharp has a book signing. He wrote a whole column about this book by local author Janet Honick. And she wrote a book about her father's letters to her mother during World War II. It's really a neat event, and that book signing event is going to be held on Saturday at COA's downtown. Coming up in the downtown area, the city is continuing with its downtown renovations, and Mike Cook did a wonderful story on page 14 about how they're going to finance those and what the different projects are that are underway. Then on our sports page, we've got our golf doctor, of course, and he's got a great story about having gone to the PGA Merchandise Expo in Orlando, Florida. On arts and entertainment, beginning on page 28, we have our Love of Art Month. That schedule is really extensive. We devoted 4 pages to that. Mandrake Gallery grand opening is coming up this weekend as well. And Las Cruces High School, we got to give them a big shout out. Their orchestra won the state's top honors as the honor orchestra for the state of New Mexico. That competition was held recently, and that story is in the bulletin this week as well. There's lots of great stuff in this week's bulletin. We've got the news section, the business section, arts and entertainment, a senior section, health and well-being. So all kinds of great content. Make sure and pick it up off newsstands this Friday.
Thank you, Jess.
You bet.